afternoon, Mr. Kravitz.
Oh, good morning. Is it afternoon already?
Why, yes.
I've been standing here all morning waiting to cross.
You're exaggerating.
A little, not much.
Hi, Dave.
Hello, Samantha.
Oh, hello, Counselor.
Hello, Mr. Kravitz. How's the most beautiful woman in Morning Glory Circle?
Tell me something, Dave. Do the girls really fall for that line?
Usually. How's that lucky husband of yours?
Very busy.
I am, too. But I won't be for long if I keep our most important clients waiting.
Well, now, wait a minute. You're not going to try and cross now.
You don't think a fast man like me is going to be stopped by a few slow cars, do you? What's happened here? Well, it's a miracle I wasn't killed.
We have been asking for a stoplight on this corner for months. Why haven't we gotten one?
Well, that's not up to me, lady. That's up to City Hall.
Go fight City Hall.
Well, I think we should.
I do, too, and soon. Why don't we have a meeting at my house tonight and discuss it?
Fine. What time?
8 o'clock.
We'll be there.
We?
You do want Darren, too, don't you?
Only if you insist.
I insist.
I'll be there, too.
With Mrs. Kravitz?
Only if you insist.
To play with sharp objects.
I'm not playing, Mother. I'm working.
Simpler that way, my dear.
Not in a long run. You know Darren doesn't like me doing things that way.
I'm surprised he doesn't insist you tear it apart with your fangs.
You promise not to criticize him.
Oh, perish the thought. It's just an observation, not a criticism. Why are you dining so early, Samantha?
Darren's working late, and I have to be at a neighbor's house for a meeting.
Why?
We're trying to figure out how to get a traffic signal installed in Morning Glory Circle.
Is that all?
That's plenty. Getting a traffic signal installed is a very difficult thing.
Not to me, it isn't. I'll get some traffic signals from little cities. I'll bring them here. You pick out one that appeals to you, and I'll put it in Morning Glory Circle quicker than you can say Beelzebub.
No, thank you, Mother.
Oh, I wish you'd let me help you in little ways, Samantha. What's a mother for?
All right, then, we're all agreed. We've got to do something of a dramatic nature to show City Hall we want some action.
I say we should lie down right in the middle of the street.
You lie down right in the middle of the street. The traffic's too heavy for me.
I'm afraid, Mrs. Kravitz, that's illegal. We could get arrested.
Could get killed.
When I said dramatic, Mrs. Kravitz, I didn't mean we could go quite that far.
Why don't we hold a protest meeting in the school auditorium?
That is a great idea, Samantha. We could hold it, let's see, a week from Saturday.
Why wait a week? Time's important.
Yes, it's very important. But it's also important to get a maximum turnout. We have to advertise, take an ad in the Morning Glory News. And I'm afraid we couldn't get one up on such short notice.
I bet Darren could help. He's always being called on to do the impossible.
Yes, but is Darren interested in what we're doing? He isn't here tonight.
I know, Dave. He had to work late, but I'm sure he's very interested.
Excuse me. Well,
hi, Dave. Sorry I'm late.
Come on in. Come on in.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, darling.
You all know my husband, Darren.
Hello,
there.
Steven.
Glad you could join us, Darren.
I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
We were just talking about getting up an ad for the Morning Glory News.
I told him you'd be glad to help us.
Well, of course. I'd be delighted.
Yes, but we're worried about meeting a deadline.
I don't think there'll be any problem. When is the deadline?
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning?
That's not impossible, is it?
No, I think I can handle it.
See?
Now, next to having a big turnout at the rally, the most important thing is to make its existence known to City Hall. I'm going to see what I can do about getting the mayor to attend. Well, I guess the last item of business is the appointment of the chairman of the refreshments committee. Any volunteers?
I'll volunteer, if someone will lend me some cookie cutters.
I have some.
Well, the meeting's adjourned. Are you sure you can prepare an ad by 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, Darren?
Of course, after all, it's not a legal brief.
Well, I hope it doesn't keep you up all night.
Don't worry, it won't.
Okay. Good night, then.
Good night.
Good night, Dave.
That was delicious. What's for dessert?
You just had it.
That little piece of pie?
I'll get you another piece.
I better go get Mrs. Stevens' cookie cutters.
What's your hurry? Are you planning to start baking tonight?
Can you think of anything more exciting to do? Besides, never put off until tomorrow.
But you don't have to do it all.
Yeah. Mother, what have you done? I didn't know which one you preferred, so I brought an assortment. This is walk and don't walk. Prevents jaywalking. It's against the law, you know. The red, green, and yellow prismatic colors is fairly attractive. This is conventional red and green light. Rather ordinaire. This is my favorite. It's old-fashioned. Ah, it's like that plaything you used to have when you were young. Your monkey on a stick. I must say its removal created a rather monumental traffic snarl.
Put them all back, Mother.
All? Why should I do that?
Well, you've heard the expression, easy come, easy go. When we finally do get a stoplight at that intersection, I would like it to stay.
Well, all right, Samantha. I'll take them all back. Eventually.
Now, please.
Tonight?
Tonight.
Oh, I had a lot of things planned for tonight.
Well, I'm sorry, Mother, but this has to come first.
Oh, Samantha. Sometimes I think you take after your father.
Thank you, Mother.
We'll be arrested for trespassing.
We're not the ones that are going to be arrested.
Yeah, very pretty.
I know, I saw them. Lights flashing, red, green, yellow. Walk, don't walk, stop.
Here you are.
Thanks.
Oh, something wrong?
Yes, that's wrong.
The ad?
Yes, I slave over ads all day. When I come home at night, I like a little food, a little relaxation.
I know.
Then why am I sitting here?
Volunteered.
Right this minute, I'd just as soon you'd kept your nose out of that traffic signal business.
I cross at that corner several times a week.
Why can't you fly across?
Because I have a husband who doesn't like me behaving like a witch.
Samantha! Samantha, open the door. Samantha, will you please open up?
Why?
Will you please stop playing games?
Will you start work on that ad?
I'm not in the mood.
I know, but you have to finish it by morning. It's very important.
I promise I'll get up bright and early and tackle it fresh.
You seem fresh enough to me right now. Get to work. Whistle when you're through and I'll come and unlock the door. I said after you're through.
Yes, Warden. What time is it?
8 o'clock. What time did you finish?
7:30.
Been up all night?
Yeah, but don't tell Dave. Let him think I'm a genius. Come on over here, honey. Take a look at this. Well, what do you think?
Oh, well, I think you are a genius. It's beautiful.
But is it effective?
Oh, it's very effective. If this doesn't get people to our rally, I don't know what will. But I'm sorry you didn't get any sleep.
So am I.
That must be Dave.
Oh, I'll get it, honey. Do I look like I've been up all night?
You look beautiful when you've been up all night.
Morning, Darren.
Good morning, Dave.
Are you able to finish the ad?
Oh, naturally. Come on in.
Hey, it must have taken you all night.
Are you kidding?
Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning.
You look beautiful. You look terrible.
Forget about that. Look at the ad.
Looks like we're going to have our meeting Saturday after all.
I guess so. This is just about right. I just have two little suggestions.
Suggestions?
Well, I hope you don't mind.
Well, no. Why should I mind? What are your suggestions?
Well, the top line, I think, should read, "Stop risking your child's life."
But what if the reader doesn't have a child?
Well, that doesn't matter. It's still a more effective headline, I think.
I think so, too.
I thought you liked my headline.
Oh, well, I do, darling. But I think Dave's suggestion helps.
It's still basically your headline, Darren.
Yes, that's right, darling. It is yours. Basically.
What's your other suggestion?
Under go to the mass rally at the school auditorium, I think you should add, and bring your friends.
I think that's an excellent idea, don't you, Darren?
Well, suppose a person doesn't have any friends.
Oh, sweetheart, that's ridiculous. Who doesn't have any friends?
Me.
Darren, I want you... Darren.
It's all finished, Dave.
Dave, wake up, you're dreaming.
What? Oh, Larry, I'm sorry.
Well, you should be. I realize that Slegger's Hammer's dairy isn't the most stimulating account in the world, but it does butter our bread.
With the richest butter this side of Fort Knox.
Yeah, nevertheless, we can't afford to have you falling asleep in the middle of the campaign for their gala centennial.
Larry, I've been moonlighting.
You have another job?
Yes. I'm in charge of advertising for the Put a Traffic Signal in Morning Glory Circle Committee.
My condolences.
What makes you think I'll need them?
I once had a similar position. We lived near a busy intersection, and Louise was very anxious to get a traffic light installed there.
Well, what happened?
Well, we have a traffic light on our corner now.
How'd you do it?
We moved.
Who am I, Jesse James?
Those cookies are for the rally.
I'll eat now and go later.
No, you can go with me now to Mrs. Stevens.
What for?
To return the cookie cutters.
Oh, that's not a man's job.
Okay. Do I have your word that you won't take any while I'm gone?
It's yours.
Now, Abner, a man shouldn't give his word lightly. A man's word should be his bond.
You got my bonds, too.
Mrs. Stevens.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Travis. Here are your cookie cutters.
Thank you.
Won't you come in for a minute?
Oh, no, Abner, my husband, Mr. Kravitz, he's waiting for me.
Oh, fine. Thank you again.
Oh, you're welcome. See you at the rally.
Yeah.
I'm Mrs. Stevens. Can I do it?
All right, Mother, what's all this about?
How did you know I was behind this?
I'm psychic.
It's really quite simple. I happen to notice this gentleman doing a rather exemplary job of directing traffic in Trafalgar Square. So I thought I'd surprise you with him.
Well, I don't want you to think me ungrateful, but what am I going to do with him?
Put him in the middle of the intersection, of course. He'd give a touch of divine elegance to a somewhat dreary little community.
What happens when he's removed from the state of suspended animation?
Oh, it should be glorious to behold.
Take him back, Mother.
Oh, Samantha! In London, he's just another pea in a pod, but here, he'd be the talk of Morning Glory Circle.
So will I, if you don't stop all this.
Oh, Samantha, there must be some way I can be of help.
I believe there is. At the rally.
Oh. All right, ducky. Back to Trafalgar Square.
Now, what would a London bobby be doing at Mrs. Stevens' house?
I'd like to know. Now, go ahead and look. Look!
Here, Gladys, have a cookie. You've been working too hard.
And so, my friends, I trust that you understand why it's impossible to approve your request for a traffic signal. Now, although I must dash off to a very important meeting, I'll stay long enough to answer a few questions. Young lady in second row.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Mayor, but didn't you say that if there were enough serious accidents at that intersection that the city then would install a traffic signal?
I thought I made myself clear. I said that when the accident experience at any intersection is such that a signal is warranted, a signal will be installed.
Does someone have to get killed before that happens?
My friend, on my way here tonight, I had to cross the intersection in question. Frankly, it lacks sufficient vehicular volume to justify the expenditure of a traffic signal. This gentleman has a question.
I have a statement, Your Honor. Try to cross it some weekday morning when the men from the missile plant are driving to work. You know what their motto is? Thou shalt not pass.
You elected me mayor to do the right thing for all the people, didn't you?
Personally, I supported your opponent.
I assure you, good citizen, my opponent and his rich wife, had he been elected, would have been guided by the same rules that I was forced to apply today. And now I really must go. Thank you, and remember, feel free to call on me whenever I can be of any help to you.
Well, honey, I'm going to go talk to the counselor. We'll meet you up at the parking lot.
Fine, darling.
Samantha? The mayor isn't going anyplace for a while, Samantha.
Marvelous, Mother. I'll take over from here.
You'll have fun.
I will.
Oh.
turnout.
There's the man. Are you coming with me?
I guess not. I'll see you later.
Need some help?
Yeah, but you don't look like a mechanic to me, lady.
Try that.
I already did.
Try it again.
Well, what good would that do?
Try it again, numbskull.
Thank you very much, miss.
Mrs. Stevens, and this is my husband.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Your Honor, could you give us a lift?
If I'm going your way.
You are.
Well, good. Hop in.
How long will this traffic keep up?
Sometimes it lasts for hours.
Well, give them the siren.
The siren's broken, Your Honor.
Well, blow the horn. You know what we need on this corner?
What?
A traffic light.
Good. Can I be of any help, Sam?
Yes. Don't eat any more hors d'oeuvres till the company arrives. And get out some ice. Adorable. I just couldn't resist it. Well, Samantha, but when I heard you were giving a victory party, I thought it would be appropriate to bring it along, a sort of guest of honor, you know?
I know, but I don't think the other guests will understand.
I told you.
Ah, there's someone now. Mother, please.
Oh, Samantha, you do have an annoying way of putting a damper on my divertissement.
Oh, hi there, Miss Kravitz, Mr.
Hello,
Kravitz.
Mrs. Stevens.
Good evening, Mrs. Stevens.
I see we're not the first to arrive.
Look again.
Well, that wasn't... Didn't you see? Well, I saw, and... But there was a traffic light right there, and also there was a woman sitting there.
Gladys,
didn't you
take
see?
Your medicine.
Gladys.